Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Goldschmidt, attending an endoscopy report on Audrey Finleader, date of birth 2/8/1954, date of procedure February 17, 2024. Physician, Dr. Evgeny Goldschmidt, your referring physician, Dr. Adrienne Lee. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy, polypectomy, and cold snare polypectomy. Indication is colorectal cancer screening, personal history of colon polyps. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, proliferation, drug reactions, also possibility of missing lesion, such as malignancy, oral experience, and patient period. The patient is about to anesthesia, so you place them on lateral position, study anesthesia services, monitor anesthesia care period. Surgery rectal exam was normal, period, or will there be study of colonoscope, symptoms, the rectum, and advanced enzymatic vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice. The cecal valve and confluence of the cold period, careful examinations made in the cecum, the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, segment colon, the rectum period. The terminal ileum was intubated and evaluated, period to get retroflexia was obtained, the rectum period bowel preparation was good with a Boston bowel prep score.
What is your relationship
with the Kappa? I'm working as an eldest brother. So, the colon scale, the final number? Yes. 2-3-2 for a total of 7, period. Patients had PCUO without any complications finding. The terminal ileum appeared unremarkable, comma, this was in the last 5 centimeters. Next line, there was a diminutive cecal polyp with the cold forceps polypectomy. This was sessile. Next line, there were 4 ascending colon diminutive sessile polyps with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 2 descending colon sessile polyps. One was approximately 10 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy. The other was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next time, there were 3 sessile diminutive sigmoid colon polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next time, there were 3 rectal sessile diminutive polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next time, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion. Next time, there was evidence of diverticulous scoring. Next time, please go back to the grade 1 internal hemorrhoids and note that there was no evidence of any bleeding noted. Now I'll go to the plan. Follow up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year pending path. Next line, follow up analysis previously scheduled.